Dear students, let's discuss the discussion forums assignment. Now, you'll notice that it says it's 33 points, maybe more, so just hang on with me. Hang on a minute and let's go through it. Let's read together. The online discussion forums were designed to replace the interaction available in a face-to-face classroom setting. There are currently 5 discussion forums that pertain to the course material, and they are listed below. Wait a minute. How come you read 6? Hang on a minute. Why? There's an outlier there. Each student will be required to create at least 1 thread per discussion forum. That means you start the discussion. You start the conversation. And you will post at least 2 replies per discussion forum to other students' thread. Okay, does that make sense? So you're going to post your own starter conversation, and we call those threads. And then you're going to reply to at least 2. Now, you can do more. So let's see. That's 3 posts per discussion forum. Each post is worth 2 points. So that's, 3 times 5 discussion forums is 15 times 2 points is 30. Well, how come I said there's 33 points? Relax, relax, relax. Okay, let's continue. A post consists of at least 1 paragraph containing at least 3 complete sentences. In other words, please, I agree, or nice post, or yeah, you want to say something that makes that adds to the conversation. Certainly, you want to be a positive, but hang on a minute because we'll discuss at least 3 sentences and what they should work with. So now you can create more than 3 required posts, but you only get 6 points per discussion forum. Some people love to post, other people just don't, they don't want to do it that much, but just at least 3. Okay, now the discussion forums are due on Saturday, so to make sure we have enough material for people to respond to, do your thread by Thursday. And I'll remind you, and at the bottom of the page, you'll see where it says do your thread by Thursday, and then do your discussions by Saturday, your replies by Saturday. Okay, now you're going to do at least 3 posts per discussion forum. One where you create the thread, the conversation, whatever you want to call it, and the second and the third where you respond. Now, there's an exception, as we said. Yours truly is still fighting with this voice thread, which is very powerful but a little strange. And that will only need 1 post. We might do more. I'm still getting used to it. So that's just worth 3 points. That's why there's 33, right? 5 discussion forums, 3 posts per discussion forums, 15 posts, times 2 points per post, 30 points, plus 1 post in this voice thread thing. Now, some of you might be voice thread experts, in which case you can help me because I'm not too good with it yet. Okay, now, here's where we discuss what we'd like you to accomplish in these discussion forums. Please remember to be civil and constructive as described in the netiquette section of the long format syllabus, which nobody reads. But basically, it just means, don't be a jerk. There is a highly recommended organization called Toastmasters International. I don't know if you ever heard of them, but they're a fabulous group. They help people learn how to speak in public, something that many, many people are deathly afraid of. In fact, on surveys, people are more afraid of speaking publicly than they are deaf. I think that's because people, they're not confronted with their deaf. When they're confronted with their deaf, I think then they'll speak in public. Now, Toastmasters International has a system for giving constructive criticism. It is called the feedback, sandwich feedback. When giving constructive criticism to someone, you respond with 3 points, at least 3 sentences. The first and the third points, or the first and the third sentences, should emphasize one or more of the strengths of the person's offering. So those are the 2 pieces of bread in the sandwich, right? The second post is the point that discusses one or more of the weaknesses of the person's offering and how they could be improved upon. This is the filling of the sandwich, right? The delicate part goes between the 2 pieces of bread. Does it make any sense? I hope so. Anyway, it's a great system, and having been a part of Toastmasters International for many years, I can tell you that the sandwich feedback technique is a highly effective technique that gives people the confidence they need to speak publicly and the information they need to improve their speaking, because it's a never-ending quest to become a good speaker, folks. It takes years. Some people are just natural-born speakers. Others need time. Yeah. Okay. Your humble instructor will give special bonus points, which means they don't really worth anything, for answering pleas for help from your fellow students in the Strength to Go On Bar and Grill discussion forum. And this discussion forum is for students who are struggling, ready to throw the computer through the window, drop the class, beat their dog, or whatever, some other desperate act. I check the discussion forums at least once a day, sometimes more, right? But when someone's in distress, they need, the quicker they are helped, the better. So you can post anonymously if you don't want to say who you are. And as I said, they're really not worth anything, but it'll make me so happy. So that's reward enough, isn't it? So let's take a look at the forums. There is a forum for each of the major types of investments that we'll be discussing this semester. Now, there are more, but these are the biggies, folks. And then there's a final discussion forum, the Allocation Ale House, where we tie it all together. Now, this VoiceThread thing that they want us to use, and it is very powerful, folks, we're going to take one of these slides in the when we discuss stocks and discuss it using VoiceThread. And you'll see that it's very creative. It's very open-ended. You could do video, audio, scribble, text. You'll see. It's very. Some of you probably are pros at it. I'm still, I'm still working on copy and paste. So, yeah. Anyway, okay. So let's look at the bottom, huh? Oh, now notice. You put your thread in by Thursday. That's your initial post that you create, and then you reply to two of your fellow students by Saturday. That's why we got one check mark for the Thursday and two check marks for the Saturday. Now let's discuss the discussion forums frankly, openly, right? At first, we used to make their posts required, and the results were not great. Many students simply felt completely at a loss to post anything. The class material was so new to them that they had difficulty writing anything. They didn't know where to start. They would tell me, "Well, I don't know what to say." Then just say that. If you don't know what to say, you're completely, flummoxed by all this. Say that. So what happened is we made the post optional. And then, very few students posted. Oh, well, right now. So, I was happy with that because obviously people didn't want to post. I didn't want to make them post. Although I think it's useful, I just thought, that's they're embarrassed. The cool thing about the internet, nobody knows who you are, right? Those stupid little pictures, you can't really tell who the person is. And some people put their cat or dog in there, right? Okay, well, along comes the accreditation team, and they say that students must post or we lose our accreditation. Now, I don't know if you know what that means, but that means Southwestern becomes a community college without any teeth to it. In other words, students come to our college and nobody acknowledges that they went to college. That's not good, right? We don't want to lose our accreditation. So guess what? With a big stick like that hanging over our heads, we do what the powers that be tell us to do. Therefore, dear students, you're going to post your thoughts, your feelings, questions, anything about investments. Do your best. Don't worry about being perfect or sounding stupid or what others will think of you. Just be honest. Just write something and you will get credit. If you indeed feel that you don't have any idea what's going on, that's good. You're in the right place. But you will. You will slowly, as we'll see, learning about investments is kind of like peeling an onion. On the surface, it's fairly easy to understand, but then as you pull away more and more layers, it gets more and more complex, and in my humble opinion, more and more exciting and thought-provoking and fun. Okay, so that's the discussion forum. Please contact me if you have any questions. Please post at least three posts, your initial post, and then up to two, I mean, not up to, at least two, and preferably more, replies to your fellow students. Be awesome, dear students!